Blog Talk Radio.
Cheer. The power of rejection. I know for a fact that we have all been rejected at some point in our lives. We may have gone for a part in a play when we were younger and we didn't get it. For some people, unfortunately, it discouraged them from ever going for another part in another play in any other way. Some of us, or all of us, have probably tried to get with a girl or a boy that they was really feeling. Like, yo, I mean, you know, this shorty was, she was the greatest thing. She was the flyest thing. She was the cutest thing. She was the prettiest thing. She was the sexiest thing. Yeah, We've all gone for a girl or a boy, if you're a girl, that didn't want to have nothing to do with us. And we couldn't understand it. It just didn't seem right. Now, the thing about it is, not only did we not get with them or they did not get with us, but we had to watch them get with somebody else that we couldn't see, probably somebody that we knew. And that seems to be where the real problem comes in. That seems to be where the real problem started. That's where the fight and the struggle really, really started to grow his horns. What's going on, T. Carrie? Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing. Max and chill. And Stacy White is here tonight. It's good to see you. You shine bright. Good to see y'all. Thanks for coming on through. This is the Daily Go Get 'Em Business Show. Friday night flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And we are talking about the power of rejection. So like I said, if you ever got turned down from being the boyfriend or the girlfriend of the boy or of the girl or the boy of your dreams, especially when you were younger, more than likely you had to see them being boyfriend and girlfriend with somebody else. So even if you were just getting with the person to see if you could get with the person, because that happens. It happens all the time. People shoot their shot just to see if they shot could get shot. Shoot it. Shot. Shoot. You know, if you were the type to play games back in the day, they might have been your test girl. They might have been your test boyfriend. Like, I really like these other prettier girls over here, but this one over here is okay. So I'll get with this one because it's easy. Well, what if that one didn't submit so easy? So you went for the easier one, and the easier one was like, nah. And you like, wait a minute. Your ego got scarred. Like, handsome me, desirable me, athletic me, popular me, got turned down by regular, run-of-the-mill, middle-of-the-road, average, huh? Now the struggle starts. Because where they really didn't want to be with the chick in the first place, now all of a sudden, it's like, well, what's such and such got that I ain't got? Or if they don't have nobody, well, if you ain't seeing nobody, you ain't going with nobody, you ain't talking to nobody, why you ain't talking to me? Why, what's going on? Did somebody tell you something about me? Did somebody lie on me? Did somebody lie on me? Or did they lie on me? See, now the whole game done changed because your ego done got all caught up in the mix. Your ego done got caught all up in the mix. What's up, Barbara Jenkins? Haven't seen you in a while. It's good to see me some you. Good to see me some you. So, yeah, the power of rejection. With children, you know, children of your own, you may have seen it. You know, you tell your child, wait. Maybe your child didn't want to do something that you wanted your child to do. For example, let's say you wanted your child to take dance lessons, piano lessons, play a musical instrument and all of that. They ain't want to do that shit. Like, nah, I don't want to play no instrument. I just want to hang out with my friends after school and do whatever I do, watch cartoons on Saturday, and you know, I just want to be a kid. You're trying to get your children involved in extracurricular activities, and they acting like they don't want to do what you're suggesting or you may not even be recommending it. Maybe you just put it out there and let them choose what instrument they wanted to play. And then it's like, well, I don't really want to play no instrument. I want to play sports. I want to play football, basketball, whatever, baseball. Like, okay. All right. Until they found out that the music instructor, the music teacher, whatever, said, I don't think that they would be good at this instrument anyway. Now the child is like, well, what you mean? What you mean? You don't think I would have been good at the instrument? Well, I don't. It's probably better that you chose sports, because sports is a different skill set, and it's for people who have natural talents. When it comes to this music instrument thing, this is not for people with natural talents. Well, some people have natural talents on it, but this is for people who have patience and are willing to work at their craft, and these are for people who are more creative. Musicians aren't as creative athletes aren't as creative as musicians are. Now all of a sudden your child is like, wait a minute. You ain't gonna tell me that I can't play guitar. You ain't gonna tell me I can't play the piano. You ain't gonna tell me that I can't blow the recorder. You ain't gonna tell me that I can't blow the tuba. You ain't tell me that I can't play the flute. Can't tell me that I can only shoot the basketball in the hoop and hoop around with my friends. Uh-uh, no way, men and women. Listen here, I'm about to play this instrument and y'all going to cheer. Freaking the chair, I'm first chair, and I'm going to get that way right here. So it's almost like psychological. They didn't want to play the instrument in the first place. Nah, I don't want to play that. Or it could have been a situation where they were naturally good at playing the instrument. Like, they could pick it up and play, but they would never be like a true musician, because they didn't want to practice. They didn't want to learn how to read music. They didn't really want to hone their craft. And then as soon as somebody tells them that they couldn't do something, which is essentially in their mind rejecting them, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hell no. Mm-mm. Yes, I can do it. Yes, I will do it. Yes, I am about to do it. Yes, I just got finished doing it. Yes, I do it better than everybody else. The power of rejection. And the power of rejection mixed in with a little bit of jealousy can really take it there. The power of rejection mixed in with a little bit of jealousy can really take things to places that they really don't want to be. Carol Chamberlain, me good friend, me favorita, it's always really great to see you. Word. So do y'all understand what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm saying? The power of rejection. I mean, throughout my lifetime, I've heard the most trifling things said when people get rejected, especially when it comes to matters of the heart. Rejection mixed in with jealousy. I've heard outlandish shit like, oh, you'll cheat on your wife with her, but you won't cheat on your wife with me. You'll cheat on your wife. I know in my lifetime, when my baby was born, I heard, it was like I had to answer a lot of questions. It was like my whole dating history came to haunt me or whatever, or came to interview me. In 2006, when Ayana was born, it was like, if you only knew how many ex-girlfriends, chicks I used to mess with, whatever, was like, oh, so you'll have a baby with her, but you won't have a baby with me? You wouldn't have a baby with me. I'm like, I'm not sure if you're congratulating me or whatever, but me and you ain't dealt with each other in like 5 years. Yeah, but you wouldn't knock me up, or you may be getting the boy. I'm like, I don't know. My baby just born. I don't know. Other things the power of rejection is strong. So if somebody really likes you, somebody really digs you, and you tell them, well, nah, you know, I don't really look at you that way, or it ain't that type of party, basically. You might hear things like, oh, so they good enough for you to, they good enough for you to be with, but I ain't good enough for you to be with. I mean, the answer is kind of yes, but you may not have been looking at it that way. Like, it's not about, listen, I choose who I want to be with. Not, I mean, me and you didn't work out. We don't even get along. No, yes, we do. Yes, we do. We get along. We get along just fine. You just don't like to try. You don't like to, you don't like to work nothing out. The power of rejection. And the crazy part about it is the person that may be the rejecter may not even really meant to, they may not have meant to reject anybody. The answer was just no, or it was not right now, or it was maybe one day, or this is not a good time. But if the person that you rejected sees that you have chosen somebody else, they gonna feel some kind of way. Even if you're not the person that they wanted the most, all of a sudden, it becomes this crazy competition. And it's different. It's different. TK Wright says, you lying. You've heard that about cheating on the wife. I ain't never been married, so no. All I'm saying is, I know for a fact that women take rejection harder than men do. I would say that men are kind of used to being rejected, because the number of times that men will put themselves in position to be rejected are way higher than the number of times that women will put themselves in position to be rejected. Women don't take rejection very well, and they're not likely to put themselves in position to be rejected time and time and time again. I'm going to say that their ego really can't help it. I mean, can't stomach it. It can't take it. Some men don't give a fuck. Some men treat relationships and chances with women, they treat it like sort of like a door-to-door salesman. I know I'm not going to sell these vacuum cleaners or whatever it is to every person on this block. I'm only looking for one. So for each block, I heard no, 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 35 families on this block, and I heard no. But oh, I only need the one, huh? And I'ma get that shit, son. I need one, 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 one block. That's how men look at being rejected by women. They know every woman ain't gonna take the bait. They get it. But women, when they go for a man, it's like all of their eggs are in that basket. This better work. This better work. I know I didn't put myself out to this nigga and he gave me his ass to kiss. Yet he went and hollered at my cousin. That shit can break up a family. It could destroy the home. It could destroy the home. You know? Barbara Jenkins says men can't take rejection. Yes, they can. They can take it better than women. Yes, they can. I've seen niggas work the club from seat to seat, dance floor, game room, lounge, bar. They will go to the woman who will say yes. Those no's mean nothing. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on whatever you say. But I know that men can take rejection better because they're going to put themselves in position to become a Jehovah's Witness. And now the reason I say they're going to put themselves in a position to become a Jehovah's Witness is because you know what Jehovah's Witnesses, they knock on a lot of doors. And most of those doors be like, no. Or they stick the dog on them. Or they throw hot water up. The people have treated Jehovah's Witnesses like they was delivering the devil's message instead of what they consider to be God's message. But you will never hear a Jehovah's Witness flinch. They like, first of all, I'm doing the Lord's work. Second of all, we've been trained to do this. All we're looking for is the one that will accept these watchtowers and these awakes. And trust me, while all of the other ones are not answering their doors, peeping through the blinds or the peephole, or opening the door and slamming it right in our face, or telling us we better get the fuck off of their porch before they sick the dog on all that old craziness, there's going to be one family or one person on those blocks, each and every one of those blocks that's going to say yes. And that's all we care about. The Lord's work is done. Men understand that shit. They do. Not all men. Because if you have a handsome, popular man that's used to getting whatever he wants because he's spoiled, of course, it's going to be harder for him to accept rejection because he feels like he shouldn't be rejected. I get it. But the other average dudes, they like, shit, I'ma do my numbers. That's what I'ma do. But women ain't like that. The man that they choose gotta be the one. Men are like, I mean, listen, I'm trying to get some ass. Trying to get some ass, cop a feel. Even I might not get no ass or cop a feel, but I'll look good with this chick. And my niggas, you know, everybody's gonna look, it might be status symbol. So men can take rejection better than women. I do agree that men and women, there are men and women who don't take rejection well, and there are men and women who deal with rejection pretty well. But I ain't gonna be, I'm gonna be honest with you, I haven't known that many women that can take rejection very well. Not that well. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Not. Mm. And per capita, men take rejection much, much better. Much better. Much better. Like, little boys aren't expected to be necessarily cute all like, for the majority. There are, of course, some little boys that are handsome young men, whatever. And you see how much attention they get. You see how everybody spoils them. But the rest of the little boys around them ain't built like that. So they got to take what they can get, and they learn how to work it. They learn how to come into their own. Some do it with money. Some do it with charm. Some do it with whatever, you know, sports. But women, mm-mm. If I like that boy and I put myself out there for that boy better like me. He better, or ain't none of these boys going to get none. Nobody carrying my books to school if this one don't do it. I was born to make sure that this one did it. That's a little tough. That's a little tough. Okay. Nora says, imagine the idea of working out on perfecting a dysfunctional relationship. Man, you seen it, I seen it. Carol says, at Barbara, they sure can't. They cry when you don't want them anymore. Please, baby, please. Yeah, want them anymore. But they got you. They had you. It's a difference. You know? They trying to leave the door open. shorty, leave the door open. Please leave the door open, girl. So, all right, but y'all had y'all fun. It's all good. It's all good. Barbara Jenkins says, I have been called out of my name since childhood by males, boys, and men for simply saying no thank you. Yeah, they might have called you out of your name saying no, but I bet you they did the same thing with another girl right after them and right after them and right after them. Believe me, they got over it. I understand where you coming from. I do. And it's very childlike and immature and disconcerting to treat a woman like that just because you rejected you. Nonetheless, I bet you you wasn't the last stop on his day that day. Now let it be a woman. Ain't nobody else getting talked to today. Matter of fact, ain't nobody getting talked to for this week or this month. That did it. It shut down. Shoot. Robbie Robin Ming, my big sis, doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. What's going on, ma? Good to see you. And she says Jehovah Witnesses are persistent. Yes, they are. They are trained. Actually, I admire them. I might not want to have anything to do with their religious doctrine, but I admire them. Because not too many people can handle a no, especially in business. But that's why they get what they want a lot. If you know any Jehovah Witnesses outside of their field service, because that's what it's called when they go door to door. Outside of that, you'll notice they get what they want time and time again. They hardly ever be broke. They keep good jobs, all that old kind of shit. Because they like, all right, so you told me no. Guess what? I'm going to go around that no. I'm going to ask another question. I'm going to explore some other options. I'm going to make you think about whether you really want to tell me no. And I listen, it's a lesson in the blessing. It's a lesson in the blessing. Nar says, why men can take rejection. It's the walls built after the breakup that get us. That's what I'm saying. Ain't no rejection after y'all done been together. No, none. That ain't no rejection after that. Right? We ain't counting that. We talking about the upfront. Actually, no, I'm wrong. We are counting that. Okay. I see what y'all saying now. So y'all saying rejection in the breakup is harder for men than it is for women. Let me think about that. I'm going to have to question that too. I would question that too. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Yeah, I think I would have to question that too. Because women seem to put more into things. Like, you see a woman that took care of her man, gave him money, put him up in her spot, cooked for him, washed his clothes, did everything. Basically provided a full service love to him. Let him tell her, like, listen, I'm fucking with Keisha from around the corner. And like, after I done all of this stuff for you? Okay, I'll say this though. Both genders do the baby, please, baby, 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 please. That's for sure. And it ain't always the one that's wrong in the relationship that does it. That's the crazy part. It's not always the person that was dead wrong in the relationship that's the one begging to be taken back. Well, let me ask y'all this. You know, since we're talking about it and everything. I'm feeling like we having a battle of the egos here. Sexual performance. Who do you think takes more pride in their sexual performance? Men or women? Who do you think, which one feelings get hurt worse if they're told that they shot ain't all of that, men or women? Now, we know that men are told on a regular basis, not all men, of course, but I'm saying, we've heard this out in public. We've heard men have the size of their dick criticized, their performance. You can't even hold a nut for 2 minutes and whatever, you know, little dick, can't fuck, can't hold a nut, come off fast. We've all heard that. We've heard men get taken out like that. We've heard them get cussed out just like that. And we've heard it be justified, like, well, you know. We also know that some women will say that to some men just in the heat of an argument, just because they was mad. We've heard them apologize for it. Baby, you know, I was just saying that because I was mad and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But if a man criticizes his woman for her sexual performance, not too many women can take that because they know that the man is not bullshitting. He's not saying that just because he's mad. He's not. She knows and he knows, like, nah, if I say that, that shit is 100% the way I feel. I can't even come back from that. Even if we get back together, it ain't because I didn't mean what I said. I said it and I meant it. So I've heard a lot of women say that some men are confused about their sexual performance, thinking that they're better than they really are, and some men are even confused or misled about their dick size. Like, I've heard all of these things. Those aren't the kind of things that women have to really defend or whatever. But let's keep it moving. Let me see what y'all talk. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? We're talking about the power of rejection, baby. We're talking about the power of rejection. What y'all know? If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call up at a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. We are talking about the power of rejection. Press number one if you call in, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock a rock on and do the damn thing. Stacey White says the tables will turn. Table will turn. Who's grabbing ankles at the time? That's right, Ansel Jones. Grabbing ankles. Everybody got to grab an ankle at one time or another. You got to grab the proverbial ankle. Please, please don't go. Please, 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 please. Shirley Sherrill says, LOL, men midst of time. What does that mean? Barbara Jean says, definitely women. Men don't care as long as they hit. Oh, okay. So we kind of agree on that, Ms. Jenkins? All right, all right, all right, all right. CK Wright says, men care more about their performance. You don't think women care about their sexual performance? A word? Evidently, the women who are speaking are the ones who have never been criticized on their sexual performance. I need some garbage twat women, or some average twat, run of the mill. I could take it or leave it, as long as it be there tomorrow. I need to hear from y'all, because women have great big egos. Because think about it, when a man cheats on a woman, one of the first things a lot of women think. Pussy must be better than mine. At the very least, it's comparable. There's something there. I've heard women say it. Like, he like her because she'd do all of this other shit for him. And I be thinking to myself, like, you think your man left you because his side chick, or you think your man cheated on you because his side chick can make some waffles and waffles, pancakes, some scrambled eggs and sausage? Really? I guess enough greedy-ass men have solidified this urban legend. But I'm going to tell you right now, ain't no man leaving no woman because the other woman can cook. You can forget about that shit. Because you're going to eat every day regardless. You know what I'm saying? TK Wright says, how about those people that get off on the power of rejecting someone? How about them? How about them? Most of those people have been rejected themselves, though. Most of them have. You know what they say, hurt people hurt people. Ansel Jones says, women will put women in timeout and tell him he still has hope instead of moving on. What that sound? Speaking of rejection, I'm hanging up. Been waiting 20 minutes. I didn't see your hand. See, if you don't hear, you are now in the host queue, then I don't see your hand. I don't see you. If I don't see your hand, that means you don't want to talk. You know, people call in just to listen. I'll show you what I mean in just a second. In a second, we're going to take caller with the last number 6606. See, he gets it. Press number one. One. Beep. You are now in the host queue. If you press number one again, then it takes you out of the host queue. It takes you out of the host queue. And it also tells you that. You are now out of the host queue. Q. Q-U-E-U-E. All right. TK Wright says, you ask who cares more. I think women care more by percentage. Not necessarily by capita, but by percentage. Barbara Jenkins says, definitely depends on who it comes from. Okay. You say you press number one? You want to see my screen? I can prove this. Carol Thompson, Taki, you know he can't sing. See, man, whatever. I can see. You know what? Carla with the last number 6606. Wait a minute. Welcome to the Daily Go Get 'Em Isn't Show. You there?
Go. You go on, player. Okay.
You good?
So the chick says, "Why you didn't knock me up?"
I've heard it. I have absolutely heard that shit. It's crazy.
Oh man. Hey, you know what though? The people who that you're talking to on YouTube, I think you're on YouTube, I guess, is that they may be telling you the truth about the phone lines, because I was online. I had my hand up for a long time.
Oh, I didn't say I didn't see yours.
No, right now you did, but I had it on since about the beginning of the show.
I saw it. I had to do something.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Trust me, I know what I'm doing here.
All right. Let me know that you see it, though, because I don't know if, you know, if the phone is working or not.
Yeah, no, I was on another page first, but when I came back on the blog talk page, I could see you right there. But the other number, I didn't see the hand up. Matter of fact, no. You're on two lines. You're on two lines with both of the hands.
Yeah, because I got disconnected. I just called back in, so I got two lines here. That's why.
See?
Block Talk does that to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
be
on people's switchboard twice.
Mm-hmm.
So you got, I like that, you know. So you don't want to be with me, you want to be with her. Huh? Okay. Yeah, they're all women like that. And women do not take rejection well at all.
They don't.
As you say, up front or... are in the back. They just don't. It's a mate because they know they can't handle it. They don't put themselves, as you're talking about, in the position to be rejected. And I've talked to women about that, and they say, well, you know, I don't like to make the first move, but I will move closer to him. I'll let him know I'm there. Then he can make the first move. That's because your ego can't handle somebody not paying attention to you or saying no to you. That's the whole thing. Men can't. There are some men, of course, if you're in a relationship for a long time, excuse me, nobody's going to like being rejected, you know, because you've invested your heart in that other person. So it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, you're both going to be, you know, kind of devastated, especially if you've really been in love or just about to love the person. But when you're talking about approaching somebody, trying to get to know somebody up front, nah, women can't do it. You know, they'll let them, like I said, they might smile at you, say, how you doing and stuff, you know, if you're in the same class or if you're in the same office, or if they're a groupie. But, you know, to say, I like you, let's go out, rarely does that happen. You know, just can't handle it. There's nothing thinner than the female ego.
The thing is, they're conditioned differently than men are. Boys are conditioned to be told no, but to keep trying. You know, if you think about the lingo that women are taught to use for attracting men is different than men. So like women will say, like, such and such is a good catch. A good catch. Like, if it's a man that they like or they think that is good for them, he's a good catch. Men don't say that.
Yeah.
We're not conditioned to think that way. We're conditioned to get the woman that we want, but not necessarily a good catch. It's like, well, yeah, you know, she cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it's not... It's not like we have to put all of our eggs in that basket. So there's a lot of differences in the way that we're conditioned growing up that make a difference how our approach to relationships and rejection, if that relationship doesn't work out, plays out. We're just not taught to look at things in the same way, just like you were saying. And it's true. Just like you were saying, I don't like to make the first move. The man is supposed to pursue the woman and all of that.
Right.
Listen, I mean, all you have to do is pay attention to what's being said. Like, she's conditioned not to put herself in the position to be rejected, and people will reinforce that. Like you ain't supposed to chase no man. You ain't supposed to do this for no man. All of this stuff that
you're
not
right.
For a man, but the all of that comes out of keeping yourself out of of position or keeping yourself out of harm's way of being rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women accept it.
But not only that, a lot of women take a lot of women take joy in rejecting you too. You know, because see, I am so fine because he came over to me and I said no to him and he still wants to be with me. You know, it's all that kind of bullshit. So there are women who just take advantage of it just to be, I guess, powerful. I know I'll bet you a lot of secretaries will feel like shit during the day working for a boss, working what they consider to be a low-level job, you know, and they're kind of cute. And they go to a club, and they're going to take out their frustration on, you know, on men approaching them. Seems that way to me because it seems like sometimes women, will after they say no and they do it in an obnoxious way, they'll giggle about it, talk to their girlfriend about it. But when a nice-looking guy comes up, you know, they can still say no, but they'll say, no, thank you. You know, be more polite, and then hope that the guy comes back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They cannot handle rejection.
But the long-term effects of rejection is something that we want to take a look at because, you know, being rejected one time or being rejected by somebody that you don't know that well, that's one thing. But when you're rejected after you have been with somebody for a while and you feel like you may have gained an advantage when dealing with that person or that you really know them well, like, you know,
right.
sometimes you're with somebody long enough to know how to bring them back or get them back after they've strayed away a little bit. Like, you know what to do. You know what to say. You know what they like. So what happens when you go in your little bag of tricks to get them back online or whip them back into shape, and none of that stuff is working because they have decided that they are moving on and they're not trying to hear nothing else to the contrary. That is when now you have to be creative. Everything that you knew before, everything that you've done before, everything that you've learned about this person before, none of that shit is working. So now you have a couple of choices. Either you have to be more creative now, or you're just going to have to let that go. Your ego may not be able to let it go. Your ego your ego may tell you to look for another way. Find it. I don't know what it is. I don't care what it is. You find it. And it's sometimes... Mm-hmm. Like a battle between your heart and your mind. Your heart is always more willing to submit. Your mind is the one that's the rebel saying, oh, hell no, we ain't doing this shit.
Yeah.
I ain't putting up with this bullshit. So the struggle is real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's a conflict, as you're saying, between the mind and the ego. The heart knows what it wants, but the mind says, you know, it's not worth it, but, you know, if you're going to keep on doing it, nothing I can do about it. Yeah. So when you have invested yourself, your heart, your soul, as it were, into a relationship, and all of a sudden that person, you know, is either showing you signs that you haven't seen or is very sudden about the fact that he or she doesn't want to be with you anymore, yeah, that can be kind of devastating, especially if you don't, you know, if you're not aware of it or if you're not expecting it. But, and you try to repair the damage, but if he or she is not wanting, you know what the worst thing is when they don't even tell you why they want to leave.
Mm.
They're just gone. You know, they give you a verbal Dear John letter over the phone, maybe, or just stop. Mm. You know, that's really cruelty. Because the person who's being rejected in a relationship deserves to know what the hell's going on. I suspect that the person who's rejecting the one who's suffering doesn't want to let him or her know because they know that what they have, the reasons for leaving is all bullshit. It's all a matter of selfishness. They just got bored, don't want to say that they got bored. They found somebody else maybe that they're interested in and don't want to start any kind of, you know, discussion with the person being rejected. but you should tell them. In fact, mm-hmm. a person should be honest throughout life and should be honest with their, you know, the ones that they've chosen to be with.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
When it might be a situation where you knew that the relationship was over, you might be the one that's ready to end it. You might be so pissed off that you're ready to be the one that packs up and leaves and doesn't really give the explanation or whatever. But something
right.
strange happens. Something strange happens when somebody beats you to the punch. Like, you were the one that was sick of him. You were the one that was pissed off. You were the one that was ready to end it. You were the one that was sick of this bullshit and wasn't going to put up with it for another second. And then all of a sudden they leave you first, or they tell you they want a divorce. Now all of a sudden it's like, well, hold
yeah.
wait a goddamn minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait.
I knew you were going there. I knew you were going there. That's the power of rejection, right? The topic for tonight. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what cause is that? What part of the game is that? Like, no, you can't quit me.
That's right.
I quit you.
That's right.
I gotta go first.
That's right. That's it.
Matter of fact, here goes some.
It's
candy
the ego
problem.
Thing.
We're going to a movie and a show, and so I can get back to the point where I can let you go first. Like, no, I know it sounds stout. I don't give a shit. You can't do this to me.
I'm going to stick with you for as long as I can until I reject you so that you don't reject me. Yeah, it's that ego thing. Yeah, I'll take you out for a couple of dinners, and then right over dinner, baby, you're gone. Yeah.
Immaturity is back.
Oh, man.
Necessary. I mean, like,
I'm telling you.
It's weird. It happens, though. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Like, oh, yeah.
When it fucking happens, like, you're the wrong person here. I need to be the one that, you know,
that's
I
right.
need to be the one that leaves.
Oh,
you
no.
I'm first.
Rejecting like, you no. first.
That's right. That's right. You don't have the power to reject me. I have to do this.
That's right. Yeah,
you,
there you,
you
go.
You can't be sick of this shit. I'm sick of this shit. Not you. Me.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Aren't the games between men and women a bitch?
It is. Because it's so psychological. Like, how is it that
yeah.
something that you didn't want or didn't want anymore all of a sudden becomes valuable to you because somebody said that you couldn't have it anymore? Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want it no more.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like your job fires you when you were about to quit. Like, no, hell no. No.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
That's right.
I need this place to suffer when I leave. Like, I need all of your revenue. I need your revenue to deplete. I need all of my coworkers to say it was a lot better when such and such was here. I need that. Don't fire me. You must be out of your fucking mind. I'm valuable to this organization. I built this shit.
Oh, fuck. Well, it never bothered me when, in terms of the workplace, I've been fired a number of times. I got a mouth that can speak up. If I don't like what's going on, I say it. And even if I don't have a job in the ready, I'm ready to be fired because I don't put up with the bullshit in the workplace, you know, because
right.
you got to go there every freaking day. Nah, you know, if these policies aren't working, then you're blaming me for the policies that haven't been working. No, that's not happening. Either I gotta go, or you gotta shove me out the door. Because
well, see,
I'm not saying.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about it from a logical standpoint, and that's exactly the way I would look at it too. But a lot of people get emotionally
mm-hmm.
invested in their job, and I've never really understood it, but it's true. You know, like with me, I don't give a shit about. I care about nothing except for the numbers on the check, and I mean nothing.
Yeah.
You know, all of that other stuff
mm-hmm.
can still exist whether I work here or not. I come here to get this bag. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It's business, never personal. The same reason that you hired me was business, not personal. But other
mm-hmm.
people don't look at it that way. You know, they feel like they're doing something good for mankind or their community or, you know, that, all that kind of shit that
yeah.
God sell people. You know, like, you're doing a really great thing for humanity. I don't give a shit about that. Well, if that's true, then this check should have seven figures on it then. You know, I mean, I'm saving mankind, right?
That's right. I am the savior. So where's my money?
Exactly. That's how I'm looking at it. And people are so because of that. I'm like, shit, I don't give it. Look, I did not come here to save mankind. I can save mankind for free on my free time. I'm not coming in here to save mankind. Mm-hmm. I can use my own tools. So, but listen, man,
yeah,
I got to
the thing. Okay.
Go ahead. You can finish your last thing.
Okay, I was going to say, nobody likes to be rejected. It's a funny mental and emotional dynamic that occurs in all of us when that happens. But it's a hell of a topic though, because everybody has to go through it one time or another. And you're right about men. Men do it by the numbers. You know, if I can't get this one, maybe I'll get the next one. Maybe I'll get the next one. Maybe I'll get the next one. We sting. The rejection along the way stings, but if a woman had to put herself in the position to get rejected, it's not a sting. It's like it's not a bee sting. It's like being stung by two hornets. Just can't handle it, man. Just can't handle it.
I mean, when you think about it physically, women can only have one baby at a time. Men, not so much. Mm-hmm. So we like, listen, it might not be the right thing to do. But I can deliver 100 of them in a month. Women can't do that. So the stakes are a little, you know, they're configured differently. You know what I mean? It's a different mentality. It's a little, But listen, I appreciate you calling in once again, man. Thanks for calling in. We'll be here tomorrow earlier at about 11 o'clock. About 11 o'clock, somewhere between 11 and 12, we're going to get this thing on.
All right, let it go. All right. I'll talk to you, okay?
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was great. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. January 14th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Shy Paul Hill. Happy birthday to you. And also Christina Goldwire. Happy birthday to you. And Tamika Willis turning 39 years old today. Happy birthday, excuse me, to you. And Latoya Putnam, happy birthday to you. And Providence Ridgeway turning 53 years old today. And also Royal Bad turning 40 years old today. The Big 4-0, welcome to the 40-40 Club. And also Haya Zaya turning 36 years old today. And Venus Rising turning 51 years old today. And LaVonya Scott turning 58 years old today, and Warji Davis turning 47 years old today, and Nancy Bell turning the big 5-0. She's a 72 baby. Yeah, blind, crip, and the crazy, and also Nicole Singleton. Happy birthday to you, and go get her, my man, from all the way back to the 1982. Stephen Allen turning 52 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. January 14th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the dance, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, the power of rejection is strong. It's stronger in some than it is for others, but none of us come out of this thing unscathed, unrejected, undone wrong, unfeeling like it should have been me, it should have been us, it should have been we. But it's something that we have to deal with. It's something that we have to reconcile in our minds and in our hearts and learn to go on. I mean, shit, we can all take the Jehovah's Witness approach to rejection. Play by the numbers. Just know that no matter what it is, there is no one thing out there that's going to give you everything that you want or need in your life. And guess what? There is no one thing that's going to take away everything that you need and want in your life either. We don't always see it that way because we get caught up in the power that rejection makes us, the power that rejection has over us. And it ain't right, it ain't right, it's wrong, it's immoral. But we got to deal with it. And hopefully we are trained and tutored and reared and shown and taught how to deal with this properly. But if it's taught to us irresponsibly how to deal with rejection, then it's going to probably take us a longer time to figure this thing out than it would for the average person. I want to say peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow somewhere between 11 and 12, y'all. I cannot guarantee that we will be on at 11 or 11:30. I got this new thing going on. I got this new that I got something got to do. And it's going to be up, but there will guaranteed be a show tomorrow. Do you understand? Do you know what I'm saying? Actual facts, baby. So, all right. So, Blog Talk, we're going to get you on up out of here. I say peace, y'all.